Welcome. This is Liz Wendling, and you are listening to this week's podcast on delivering a powerful client conversation, also known as an initial consultation. As a business consultant, sales expert, and emotional intelligence coach, I believe that everyone who has a business is also the sales and marketing person for that business. You have to sell and market yourself. You have to market your services and sell yourself and your expertise. And I show professionals how to create business development strategies that result in new clients and new business. I show them where to start and how to put it all together in a customized plan that fits their personality, their businesses, and their style. I don't believe in quick fixes or patching big problems. I believe in fixing what is broken so you can create long-term strategies that lead to lasting results. So let's get in and start talking about the power of that initial client conversation, also known as the initial consultation. Sometimes it's even called a sales conversation. So you'll hear me refer to that a few different ways. So a sales conversation or a client conversation is an authentic, relaxed, natural, conscious, and powerful way of communicating with a prospective client. Whether you choose to call your sales conversation a free session, maybe you call it an enrollment conversation, a strategy meeting, a discovery conversation, or a complimentary consultation. It doesn't matter what you call it, it only matters what you do with it and how you make people feel in it. That's what it all comes down to. Call it what you want, but it's what you do with it that really matters the most. For many people, having a sales conversation or a client conversation seems to be one of the hardest and the most challenging things they have to do in their business. If you'd like to effectively grow your business and serve your clients, you need to overcome any of the negative beliefs about sales and marketing that you have when it pertains to having sales conversations. You've just got to get rid of all of that negativity, because if you don't, it will come across in your conversation with your prospective clients. You can navigate the sales conversation with confidence, with ease, and with grace, and at a much higher closing rate if you do it in a way that draws clients to you versus repels them from you. So this interaction can be done face-to-face or on the phone, but it sets the stage of whether you'll move forward and progress to the next stage of the process or not. If you don't have a successful first interaction, you will most likely not have a second meeting. You get one shot and you just can't blow it. So while it isn't necessary to dazzle your prospective client in the opening, your presence and your preparedness is necessary. Your presence and preparedness is a must. It's important to also project self-confidence when you're in these initial meetings. But you have to make sure that you're not crossing the line and appearing arrogant, pushy, or salesy. There is that fine line, and you have to be careful showing up in that space. It is about the client, and it's about your self-confidence as well. So that conversation winds up breeding confidence in the client relationship. Because when you engage in a deep and meaningful conversation with a potential client, a certain bond and trust is developed. Even if you've only known each other for a few minutes, and we've all had those kind of conversations and connections where we bonded with somebody pretty quickly, where instantly you felt at ease talking to someone. And that is exactly where you want to be with when you're having all of your initial consultations. And it has to be done by design, not by default. And it can't be forced and phony and fake. It has to be natural and authentic. So I define this interaction as a high value conversation and discussion where you and your potential client have an open and honest two-way dialogue about their situation. Now, every person, every industry, and every business has a unique conversation of their own, but it is the reason why both of you have come together to have this conversation. It's the conversation you have that creates a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere with the potential client as well as yourself. It's a conversation to see if you and the person that you're meeting with are a good fit. Would you be good clients? And would they be great to work with? Something to consider here is to make sure your process doesn't feel like an interview, but rather a conversation. Be sure to be flexible during your interaction with your clients. I see this happen a lot where professionals are so structured and they sound so robotic and so rigid that they leave no room for the conversation to be innovative or engaging. And it sounds structured and it sounds rigid and it tends to turn people off. But you also don't want to be so loose and so unstructured that you allow the client to go off on a tangent in areas that have nothing to do with moving them forward or staying focused on the initial meeting. If they want to go off on a tangent and express themselves, let them do that. But use your structure and your process to guide them back and refocus them when it's appropriate. Sometimes we have to give that to our clients to let them get some things off of their chest. It's okay to do that. But the quality of your conversation determines the quality of the relationship. And the quality of that relationship determines the quality of your business. The goal of that sales conversation and initial meeting is to fully understand the needs of your potential customer, to remain open, to be completely honest, to come to the conversation with integrity, and to not be judgmental, and to listen deeply. The outcome of that conversation is to allow your prospect to fully experience what it's like to meet someone like you, someone who took the time to understand them, someone who felt like they had their best interest in mind, someone who deeply listened, and someone who comprehended their pains, their challenges, and their issues that they're experiencing. And all that has to happen long before you mention or discuss your products and services, or talk about yourself, or try to close the sale. All this happens in the beginning of the sales conversation. You set the tone, you set the energy, and you set the intention of this meeting. And it isn't about you starting to talk about yourself first. It's about letting the client and your potential client get comfortable having a banter back and forth. Get them relaxed, get them comfortable, and then begin the conversation. Not the fake and phony stuff. Be genuine about this. So another thing to be aware of and to try to avoid in a first interaction, and this happens more often than it should, is your mind chatter. You're having a conversation in your head about the best way to close the sale. I want to seal this deal, and thinking about getting this new client or this new business. When you do that, you're actually rushing it, and your potential client will be feeling it. They can actually feel that you're thinking with the end and you're already thinking that they're going to be a client without staying present and focused on them. So meaning, don't be projecting into the future and thinking about the close. You have a lot of work to do before you even get close to the close. So it's important to stay in the moment, to be present with them. And there is nothing better that you can do to someone than to stay in the moment and be present in that conversation. If you start thinking about how to close them or what you're going to do to try to convince them to hire you, you will lose that sale in that moment. The first few moments of this initial consultation have a huge impact on whether the sale will take place or not. Something else to consider, to think about and pay attention to, is not only in your sales conversations, but in your personal life as well. Your verbal communication is important, but your nonverbal communication is just as critical to this conversation and cannot be overlooked or ignored. So here's what I mean. There are two levels of communication. The first level is conscious communication, and that includes words, it's your writing, it's your actions, and it's your body movements and your body language. The other level is the subconscious communication. This is the feeling or the vibration that you're transmitting or sending out to the person with whom you're communicating with. And we all know when we've had those bad feelings and when somebody is transmitting signals that give us a feeling that something is off. At some point, you've probably even said something like this: I'm feeling a good vibe, or I'm not feeling so good about this person, or that person's giving me a bad vibe. I've got a good feeling about this, or I don't have a good feeling about this. This person or this situation is making me feel uneasy. We all know what that feels like. So we have to make sure that this, you're constantly checking the signals and the vibes that you're sending out. When you're in a sales conversation, you can say and do all the right things. You can say the right thing at the right time. But if you're feeling something else on the subconscious level, none of the things that you say or do will matter to your customer because they're feeling it. They don't know what it is. They might not even be able to articulate what that is, but they are feeling something and that causes them to not trust you. The feelings you have beneath the surface are infused into how you say something. So believe it or not, the person you're talking to can actually feel it on a level, like I said, they can't explain. People will use their gut, their intuition to make a decision. And much of that intuition is formed by what you convey with your subconscious communication. That's a big issue here. It's what you're saying in the subconscious level that people are making their decision with. So what you say doesn't have so much to do about it. It's the subconscious communication that does. So don't underestimate the importance of this piece. So let me give you an example. When your verbal communication is saying something like, I'm confident that my services will fit your needs, but your signals and vibes you're putting out are saying the opposite, and your body language is actually conveying, I'm not sure that I can do this. I don't think I can pull this off. Your words are not matching up with your body, what your body is saying, and your body can't lie. So there's a disconnect, and most likely it will end with them not hiring you. So when you conduct a meaningful sales conversation about someone's needs, pains, problems, and issues, prospects become emotionally involved. They get you and you get them on a level that makes things happen. You understand them on a level that very few people take the time to do, and you can dramatically shorten the time it takes to gain their trust. So you have to ask yourself, how are you establishing trust? Do you take the time to see if your words match your body? And does your language that you're talking to your customer match your body language? And are you creating a comfortable atmosphere for your prospects? And are you doing it by default or by design? And if you're not sure, you need to assess that and take a look at that. Over the course of the next few days, assess that. See how you're feeling when you're communicating with a prospective client. So I want to leave you with this. Think about this. What would just one new client, or let's say one extra sale, whether it's a week or a month, do for your business? How would that make a significant impact on your revenue and profit at the end of the year? My guess, most likely it would be substantial. So you have to ask yourself, are you spending far too much time and energy spinning your wheels, going in the wrong direction, and getting frustrated with your results? If so, you basically have only two options. You can keep doing what you're doing and keep getting the results that you're getting, or you can learn from someone who can help you avoid those pitfalls and dead ends and keep you from getting stuck in a business rut. You get to skip the trial and error, you get off the revenue roller coaster, and you build a profitable practice. So if you're at the point where good enough is not enough, it really means you have to take action. But you don't have to do this alone. I always tell people, if you want help, a little nudge, a slight push, I even do full-blown shoves if that is what you need. I am here for you, an email or a phone call away, to have a discussion. Let's talk about this. If this is something that's getting in the way of your business and your practice, this is something that can be fixed and it can quickly put you back on track to closing more sales, attracting more clients, and winning more business. I want to thank you for your time, and I look forward to the next podcast.